Right, okay, we're up to Simon Kuf Chof Aleph, and we'll be learning more on the halachas of the end of Shemoneh Esreh, Kuf Chof Beisiv Aleph, Dinu HaShayochim Bein Shemoneh Esreh Le'Yirotzoin. So we know at the very end of Shemoneh Esreh, there's a very specific posuk, which is Yirotzoinim Re'fi. Now, this Mechaba now addresses this very important Tfilah, this pasuk of Yilu Rotzoin. Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Im bo lehafsik v'layno is kadosh hukdusha ben shmoin le'esel yirotzoin eino poisek. What happens if a person has nearly finished shmoin le'esel, but is not quite finished? He has just said, it could be shachiz min chomaret. He just up to the very end, over here, just before. As he said, as Amo Yisrael Basholoim, that's exactly where he's up to. So that's really, to a large extent, this is really the completion and the end of Shemoneh Esreh. Now, just as he said Basholoim, the shul is now either saying Kaddish, Kedusha, Kaddish or Kedusha. Should he respond with the Tzibur or not? Should he say Kaddish with them? Say he Kedusha with them? Yes or no? Because to some extent he's finished Shemoneh Esreh, so he could really answer. If it's considered he finished Shemoneh Esreh, he could answer. If he's not finished Shemoneh Esreh, then he can't answer. Because middle of Shemoneh Esreh, you can't answer. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Im bo lehafsik v'lano is kadosh k'tusha ben Shemoneh Esreh v'rotzoin einoi poisek." If you are mamish up to hear this word Basholoim, you may not reply. You may not answer to the kadosh k'tusha of the tzibur. Because, says Shulchan Aruch, sheyu lerotzoin miklal hatfilehu. The yu lerotzoin miklal is part of tfile. It's part of Shemoneh Esreh. It's included in Shemoneh Esreh. And therefore, if you actually said the word, Samu Yisrael Basholoim, you don't answer because you're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esreh. You have called that additional pasuk still to say. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, aval bein yu lerotzoin l'shat achnunim shap yedami. If you have said the words of this pasuk Yilurotzonim Refi, and you've said it already, and now you're going to say the final tachnunim, the final tefillah of Shemoneh Esreh, Shap Yadomi, you will respond and answer to Kaddish Kedusha of the Tzibur. Because this, in a stricter sense, is not really part of Shemoneh Esreh anymore. It's considered additional tachnunim, additional tefillahs after Shemoneh Esreh. It's not formally part of Shemoneh Esreh. And therefore, if you have said the word v'goy ali, and now you're saying additional tefillahs, however important they are, and they are very important, we're going to see shortly, but you really have finished Shemoneh Esreh. And since you have finished Shemoneh Esreh, you can answer to Kaddish and Kedush at this point. Says the Rama, V'davke b'mokim, this is only specifically in a place, sh'nayagin lo'im ayyul rotzen miyad achat tefillah. This is only if you said this pasuk v'lirotzoin, where I showed now. After it's amo b'istol v'shonim, if you're up to over here. That's what we just said now. It's if you said lirotzoin over here. Havol b'mokoyim. But in places, sh'nayagin loima, that the minig is, loima to say tachnunim koidim lirotzoin, if your minig is to say the tachnunim, i.e. additional tefillahs, before the pasuk v'lirotzoinim refi, say, you don't say it over here, after Samuel by Israel Basholim. But you will say Yulirotzin over here, towards the very Yulirotzin over here, as printed over here. If that is the place where you say Yulirotzin, so you really have finished Shemoneh Esreh over here, you're saying now additional Tachnunim, and you're really formally, and you're only saying this Pasuk over here, which is not really, if you sing it over here, then it's not really part of Shemoneh Esreh anymore. Does that make sense? It's not, if you sing it over here, then you complete Shemoneh Esreh over here.
So it doesn't
become an integral part of Shemoneh Esreh. The integral part of Shemoneh Esreh is what Anshei Knesset HaGedolah have established to be part of Shemoneh Esreh. So it says, "Avol b'davkum shenagim loyim yirotzonim yalachvia." Avol b'mokim shenagim loyim ha'tachnunim koydim yirotzon. If you say tachnunim over here and you only say yirotzon over here, mafsi gamkin lekadosh kedusha. You will be able to be mafsik to interrupt over at this point as well. Says if said Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, if you're saying it over here, if you say it over here, you'll be able to interrupt over here for Kaddish Kedusha, Lachen Mafsikin Gam Kaddish Kedusha Bochu. So you will be able to interrupt for that. Continues the Shulchan Aruch on the top of the page, and he says, Miu, however, Harogiloi Matachnunim Achat Filosoi. If somebody tends to say Tachnunim Achat Filosoi, if somebody says additional tefillah after Shmoneh Esrei, he mischina shliach tzibur nesadet filosoi. If the shliach tzibur starts now the chazor sashatz, vegi ale kaddish kedusha, and he reaches the kaddish kedusha, and you're up to this additional tachnunim over here, mekatzer veoile, you should shorten it and get on with it. Shorten it and get on with it. Veim loy kitzer, but if you didn't hurry up, yochoil lehafsik kederech shemafsik bevrocha shel kiyah shma afilu beemtza. Said if you didn't, if you're mamash middle of tachnunim over here, and you didn't manage to complete your Shmoneh Esrei, and you're over here, says you could still answer as if you'd answer in the middle of Bocha Shel Kriyas Shema, which is defined as just the very, very minimum of Kodosh, 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 and the absolute bare minimum, if you did. But interestingly, the Mishneh Berurah understands in Sifkot and Vav that there is over here an underlying yesoid. That, what do you think, Aboisa? Let's put it in this following way. What happens, Aboisa, if you are up to over here, you're at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, and you hear that the Shliach Tzibur is starting, and you know, you could either hurry up and finish the Shmoneh Esrei, and then you'll be able to get Kedusha with him. You could get Kedusha with Ochazor Sashatz. You just finish off Shmoneh Esrei, and you're going to get Kedusha with him. Or you will carry on your tachnunim. You finish off your Shmoneh Esrei the way you intended to, with additional tachnunim, with additional tefillahs. But then, consequently, you will miss the kedusha. What should you do?
But you don't miss the kedusha. In all the cases, you still stop.
Oh, that's interesting. You don't. Very good. You don't completely miss kedusha anyway. You're right. Very correct.
Don't complete the tachnunim.
Actually, you're not going to miss completely the kedusha. That's right. Yeah. But it's interesting what the Mishneh Berurah says over here. Mekatzer ve'oilin, Sifkot Nevov. The Mishneh Berurah says as follows: Tehainu shemafsik be'emtza tachnunim v'poisya la'achorov. He said that you should step back in the middle of tachnunim v'poisya la'achorov. You should interrupt and poisya la'achorov and step back and interrupt your tachnunim, your final tefillah. The ein choy v'loim tachnunim, there is no obligation to say tachnunim b'chol palm every time. You have an obligation to always have additional to add the end part of Shmoneh Esrei, to have that final part of Shmoneh Esrei. There's no obligation, says the Mishneh Berurah. And therefore you don't have to, it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah that you don't have to do that. If you want to hurry up to catch the full, you're right in pointing out, the full Kedusha, you may do so. I don't know if it means you should do so, but certainly you may do so. I don't know if it says you should, but certainly you may. V'im eilu shuhus lifsoya, v'lo yama yirotzen kodem elikane tzoy, tov shem atu yirotzen kodem shane emoem. He said the best way, and that's really the underlying story what we need to understand from this Seif. The best is, if you have said yiru lerotzen imrei fi, then what that means is that you actually completed your final formal, the main part of Shmoneh Esrei, and that will allow you to answer Kaddish and Kedusha of the Shliach Tzibur. Once you've said Yul L'Rotzon, you can answer completely, yeah.
One of the days when I'm davening properly, I don't actually notice that I got up to Kedusha.
Very good, good point.
The days that I notice that I got up to Kedusha, I'm not davening properly.
Very good, that's a good point. Yeah, good Mimon Afshach. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I hear that. So if you don't, that's perfectly fine. That's the way one should daven, no doubt. Yeah. 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 Just to say that very positively, you will not say. It doesn't, Mishneh Berurah, it doesn't identify, it doesn't really say. But maybe it actually leads us to the next Seif, and Shulchan Aruch, which is as follows. It is not proper to say your own personal tachnunim before you've said yuli rotzoin. So you should ideally you say yuli rotzoin and then you say your own personal tachnunim. Hello, achas yom shmoyne esrei miyad yoyim al yirotzoin. What says the Shulchan Aruch, the best way is when you reach Amo Yisrael b'sholoim, you say then yuli rotzoin and then you proceed with your own personal bakoshes. If you want to say it afterwards, again, a second time around, after the personal bakoshes, if you want to proceed then and say it again, you may do so. So yes, ideally, he says, Amo Yisrael b'sholoim, you then say, Yu l'rotzenim refi, and then you say the additional bakoshes. If you want to then say it again, you may do so. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskens. Now, I want to add, there's a fascinating Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Ches over here that says the following. He says something generally, why do we keep talking about this pasuk of Yul Ratzon? So Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Ches says as follows. Kosa b'seide hayoim. The Sefer seide hayoim says the following. Yul Ratzon hu mesubal lekamo inyonim. This pasuk of Yul Ratzon has a skula for various matters. Trilosoi Yud. Its beginning is Yud. Yul Ratzon. V'soifoi Yud. Goy Ali is the last letter is also Yud. Tevoisav Yud. There's 10 words. Ve'asoro Yudin. There's 10 Yuds in it. Chaim, you might have to check for a minute. 10 Yuds in the Pasuk. Ve'yesh boy membes osius. And there's 42 letters. What the secret of 42 letters is, I'm not sure. Ve'soidoy soid godel. Its secret is a very great secret. Very great secret. Lochein, therefore, tzorich lomroi benachas. One should say it slowly, velechavanem, great kavona. Humoil harbe, and it helps loads. Lekabel tfilos, and his tfilah is accepted. Velo yoshuv reikom, and his tfilah is not returned, and returned empty-handed. So it's a very powerful tfilah. I don't know its secret. Anybody's got any, do you know Kabbalah? You know, the secret of Yuli Rotzen, you've forgotten that part. But I have no clue what it is. There must be something to it. Is it also 42? I don't remember. Rabbi Kagan will be able to answer that question. Is it 42? Remember, Isis, you're right. He does say, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I think he does say. Yeah, remember, Isis, you're right. I think he does say that. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, good. So we'll have to see what the connection is. Yeah, very good. And then he's.
I thought it might be a 42 with the
honor of a koach. Also 42, yeah. All these has to be. Not sure what the. Kosav a chayodom, and he adds the following chayodom. No choyd, it is proper, v'roy, appropriate, l'cholodom to every person. Let's pal b'chol yoim. Every day, one should have yichud al tzrocha v'parnososoi. A person should daven every day. Should, if possible, should daven for his tzrocha, for his needs, v'parnososoi, v'parnosa. V'sholoyom mush al teirem mipiv. And that the Torah should not leave his mouth. V'zaroi his children, his kinderlech. V'zera zaroi and his children of his children. That one should daven, the Torah should remain in one's children and grandchildren. There's no need to overemphasize the importance of that tefillah, and we won't understand how important it is. Bishu calls Yoitze Chalotzov, and everyone should have that is Yoitze Chalotzov, his offspring. Yoivde Hashem Be'em should be serving Hashem truly. Vishalay Matzel, Chatz Vishalom Psul Bezaroi, and there should not be Chatz Vishalom any Psul, any blemish amongst his offspring. Vichol Mashe Yoidea Beliboy, and everything a person knows he needs in his heart, Shatzorichot that he truly needs. Vimene Yoidea Ledabe Betzachos Beloshen HaKodesh, if a person cannot daven from the bottom of his heart, the real needs of his heart in Lashon HaKodesh. If you can't do it in Lashon HaKodesh, you might have Lashon Ashkenaz, you can say it in German as well. Don't know if it means German or Yiddish, but certainly will mean English as well. Hirakshu mekirois liba, as long as it's from the kirois, from the walls of his heart. Very, very powerful line in the Mishnah Berurah. What do you think about it? Very powerful. The bottom line is that it should come from your heart. You can say in any language that you want, but at the end of the tefillah, it should have the personal touch. And that makes the difference between a good tefillah and a. The best place to put this all is at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. It's better to daven there your own personal bakoshes than to say in Shmoneh Tefillah. Some people prefer Shema Tefillah because they feel by the time they've hit the end of Shema Esrei, there's going to be Chazal Shatz has started already, and you won't have proper kavona. But Mishnah Berurah does say that the best place to daven for own personal bakoshes is at the very, very end of Shmoneh Esrei. Kedusha, it's better. The best place is at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. If you need to answer for Kedusha Kedusha, the best place is to daven personal bakoshes at the very end of Shmoneh Esrei. In need, in case. Yeah, the chazan will have started kaddish kedusha. He'll be able to answer him. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But it's these three lines of the Mishnah Berurah are very, very powerful. First of all, the way he describes is 10 yudin. I don't know about the secret. Did you count? Yeah. 10 yudin. 10 yud. 42 letters. Okay, so we've got confirmation over here. It's all accurate. And so it says, then he speaks about from the bottom of the heart how important it is to have your own personal touch to Shmoneh Esrei. And that's the challenge, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the challenge. That's a challenge for everybody to daven Shmoneh Esrei with your own touch, with your heart. It's a real challenge. Yeah.
It's not clear where I don't think where it says the best place to say Yerotzon is, whether it's once at the beginning, once at the end, or both times. Apart from the Shulchan Aruch saying he has permission to do it there. Also.
Yeah, I hear that. There's no. Good question. Good question. I think, but I'm not sure. I think that the consensus is to do it in both times. I do think so. Say both times. Yeah. Yes, correct. Yeah, there is such a goal which is quoted in the poskim. Yeah, correct. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it, though, I don't think. Yeah. Okay. Right, okay, that's now it's interesting. I'm going to add over here something very briefly, which is not mentioned here, and it's just so common, I feel we can't move on without mentioning it. In the Sforim, in the very early Achronim, it's brought down in the Poskim, but the source really is in the Kabbalah Sforim, is to say one's, what has to finish off on Shmoneh Esrei? One's name. To say a letter to finish off with the Pasuk that is a Zeichah to one's name. It's Mishnah Berurah here does not mention it. It's brought down in early Poskim. Shlach Kodesh mentions it. It's brought down in the Medrash even, I think it's mentioned. That in a person, the way it's quoted is that a person when he gets to Yom HaDin is going to get such a shock, he'll forget his name. When it comes to Kisei HaKovod, Day of Judgment, and a person will forget one's name, and this will help a person to remember one's name if one said it in the Enoshman essay. Obviously, it doesn't just mean Kepshutai. Obviously, it has to do with knowing oneself when one gets to Yom HaDin. Whatever the meaning may be, without going into it, but it's about identifying oneself when one gets to Yom HaDin, and it's brought down in the poskim. Now the Mishnah Berurah here does not mention it, and I wouldn't actually mention it in Halachashi if not for the fact that the Mishnah Berurah himself mentioned it in Shmiras Haloshen. He mentioned it as a very very choshev skula. He mentioned it choshev skula in Shmiras Haloshen. He writes it how important it is to say it. It's interesting to notice how widespread it is in all the Siddurim. I think all the prints, they have it. So it's true to call it a minhag Yisrael, at the very least. And it's brought down in ancient Siddurim, it's also quoted. So it's something which is very well established in Klal Yisrael. But probably the reason why Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it over here is because it's probably not a halacha, it's not a din. It just, Mishnah Berurah says it's an eitzah toiva. It's a good eitzah. It's a good eitzah. Once you get to Yom HaDin, that you will have said the pasuk with your name. It's eight to twelve. So maybe that's what Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it over here. But it's something which Chofetz Chaim does say it in Shmiras Haloshen, as well as many others for him as well. Siv Gimel Arogiloi Ma'arbo Dvorim Elu. Somebody who says these four things, Zoicha, he merits Umekabel Pnei Hashchina. He will accept the Pnei Hashchina, the Shchina. If a person says Asei Leman Shemecha, Asei Leman Yeminecha, Asei Leman Terasecha, Asei Leman Kedushasecha. A person who says those four things, he's Zoicha Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. I don't fully understand this, but this is obviously the reason why it's included in all the Sidurim. In all the prints have got it, of course, as the Shulchan Aruch prescribes. Sim Kuf Chav Gimel Dina Akiyas B'Shem Shmoyne Esse Boches. A person should step away at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, three steps. Ve'achar she'pasal shalosh p'siyos, three steps. After you've completed the three steps, ba'odei kera, whilst you are still bending down, koydim she'yizkoy, before you straighten yourself up, k'sheyoymar, when you say as oisel shalom b'mroimav, when you say the word oisel shalom b'mroimav, oifech ponav letzad smoyloy, you turn towards your left. Ve'k'sheyoymar, hu yaseh shalom oleinu. When you say the words "Hu yaseh shalom oleinu," you turn hoifech ponov letzad yeminoy. You turn to the right. Ve'achakach, and after that, when you say the word "Val kol Yisrael," you lefonov, you face forward ke'evet, like a servant haniftom rabboi who distanced himself from his rebbe. Rabboi say, let's just go over this again. So you bend down, you bend down, and whilst you bend down, you step back, as opposed to taking three steps back and then bending down. So you bend down and you take three steps back. We'll soon see how the three steps are meant to look like. You bend down, you go three steps back. You say, Oyseh Shalom to the right, Hu Yaseh Shalom to the left, to the left and to the right, and then Ve'al Kol Yisrael to the front. Now, I must say, there is a bit of, I'm aware that there is other people who do it slightly differently. Rabbi Sai, what do you say? Just think about it for a moment. What do you say when you do forward? Can you do it without bending? Ve'al Kol Yisrael. So you do it exactly as Shulchan Aruch says. Does anybody do it differently? Does anybody say? Very good. So there is people, you see that by, you notice some people who say Kaddish, they do it like that, same by Kaddish. So there is people who say Kaddish and they say Oleinu Val Kol Yisrael. Now, according to, have you seen it? Yeah? You see, no, noticed? You do it Oleinu Val Kol Yisrael, you do forward, or you say Oleinu, and then Val Kol Yisrael. Oh, you do say Oleinu Val Kol Yisrael. Okay. This is not the way Shulchan Aruch says you should do. Shulchan Aruch says, Hu Yaseh Shalom Oleinu Val Kol Yisrael. It means something very different. But Shulchan Aruch says you should do it like this. He says, clearly, he says, V'kshem Hu Yaseh Shalom Oleinu Hoifech Ponov Litzad Yiminoi Ve'achakach. And after that, Ayi, when you say Al Kol Yisrael, Yishtach Olefonov, so, right, so this is clearly what the Shulchan Aruch says. I've seen others on Malam Tzchus, but this is clearly what the Shulchan Aruch says. You should say, Ve'al Kol Yisrael forward. Now, this is a fascinating Mishneh Berurah here. Rabbi said, it's just so fascinating. It's just, it could lead straight into a Musad Rosha, into Ashkofa Shir. Why three steps? Why do we take three steps back? Three steps back. Why three? Why not 18? No, that's a nice pshat, but that's not what the Mishnah Berurah says, but that's a nice pshat. So we understand we have to step back, because when you go in front of a king, you're going to walk back. At the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Oh. Yeah, you're right. Beginning of Shemoneh Esrei is stepping forward, correct.
And maybe it's to counteract then.
Counteract. Very good, counteract. We proceeded to go towards the Shekhinah, now we're going back. So that's true. I mean, Shulchan Aruch says, Ke'eved anifta meraboy. Like in front of a king, in front of a royal, you're not going to turn your back towards a royal. So you're going to step away from a royal, facing and walking backwards. Right? That's last time you were in front of a king, that's what you did, I'm sure, right? So however, the Mishnah Berurah addresses the point, why Dafka 3? Why Dafka 3? Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. In Sivkot and Beis, Sholosh Pshiyos, Ayin Beis Yosef Kamo Tamim. Oid Kosvu Tamim, there's an additional reason, Mishum, Tomu Chazal, Mishnah Berurah says it, so there's a lesson here. Chazal say, the Beschus Gimel Pshiyos, in the merit of the three steps, Sherotz Nebuchadnezzar, the Nebuchadnezzar HaRosho, he ran three steps, Lichvoit Hashem Yisboach, he made three steps towards Hashem, Zocho, he was Zoiche, Lehachiv, to destroy Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdash. Lachain, therefore, Honu Poisim Gimel Psias, we step three steps, and we spalanin Shebone Beis HaMikdash. Just as We're going to daven Shebona Beis Hamikdash Meir Rabbeinu. Let me just see the Ramah inside. I'm just going back to the Ramah for a second. V'noagu loyma achikach yiyu l'rotzen Shebona Beis Hamikdash. As we know, after Yisrael, we say v'rotzen Shebona Beis Hamikdash. We ask Hashem to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Ki ha'tfilah b'makim avoyde, because the tfilah is in the place of the avoid of the service. V'lochein defo mevakshim al ha'mikdash, we ask Hashem on the Beis Hamikdash shenuch ha'latzus avoyde mamash. As we end Shmoneh Esah, we say, you know what, Hashem, we really did avoid it in our heart. But really, 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 we would love to have a Beis HaMikdash. And that's the final cherry on the, what's the nusach? The cherry on the,
cake?
Cherry on the cake? Yeah, is that? Yeah, I'm not sure. But now, as you complete, you know, we know that we want to just finish up the Shmoneh Esah. We did our best, but really, ideally, we should have a Beis HaMikdash now to Pimakiv Kobonis. So the way we step back is we do the three steps back, and the reason why we do three steps is because that's Nebuchadnezzar Rosha. He did once in his life, he did something good. Once in his life, he did three steps towards Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever history is. But he did three steps towards Ribbono Shel Olam. Because of that, he was zoicha to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Sischos, he was a shliach of Hashem. Ultimately, he was the outstretched arm of Hashem. Of course, it was a terrible thing. But he did. He was the messenger of Hashem to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. How was he zoicha to do that crime? How was he zoicha to do that crime? Because he once did three steps, so he was zoicha to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, to parallel to that, we want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So we are stepping three steps back to have that course of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that a fascinating thought? What do you think about it?
So what were the three steps he made? Why did he do those things?
Towards the Kohen Gadol. He made three steps, yeah. So it was towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, yeah. Yeah, so he gave covered. So that's this chos, what he was doing. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned about the two various places of saying Yuli Rotzoin. Once a person has said Yuli Rotzoin, Person said Yuli Rotzoin, then he's completely Shmoneh Esah. He can then answer parts of Shmoneh Esah. We have learned also that if a person is at the very end, he's allowed to rush. There is such a thing as rushing in order to get the full Kaddish and Kedusha. We learned that it is right to say Yuli Rotzoin. Because the reason why it's such a special tefillah is because there's 10 yuds. It starts with the yud, finishes with the yud. It's got 42 letters, and there's a very deep secret within it. Mishnah Berurah says it's a very, very special place to daven for one's own personal tailor-made bakoshes. The ideal place at the very, very end of Shmoneh Esah. So that's the ideal place to daven. Shulchan Aruch then teaches us also that a person who says Haseh Leman four times, it's zoicha to be mekabel pnei Hashchina. We moved on and we described the four three psias a person should do at the end of Shmoneh Esah. He should step back whilst bent down and say Oyseh Shalom to the left, Hu Yaseh onto the right, Va'al Kol Yisrael towards the front, and that's the way when a person distances him from his Rebbe, from a teacher. Finally, we learned that afterwards he finishes off Shmoneh Esah by saying Yuli Rotzen Shibone Beis HaMikdash. Which is in stark contrast to Nebuchadnezzar, Rosh Hashanah destroyed it. But at least we see that if you do something properly, and you do something with all your heart, and then even if there is an answer, this does gewaltige Sachen. Fine, okay. So we'll finish over here for tonight.